Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, we're back on a Friday. It is September 26th. And, of course, we've got plenty more football action for you coming up on the show. And listen, if you ever miss anything on our show, you say, darn, I just got in the car and they finished their pick six segment, you can always download the podcast. Just search The Daily Tip wherever you get your podcast. You can search the Odyssey app and you'll find us. Just search The Daily Tip. Or you can go to BetMGMNetwork.com, and I believe it is very easy to find us from there. So no excuses, guys. You can find our stuff. But this segment is all about baseball because, Jenks, as you know, this hurdle down the stretch has been incredible. One of the best finishes we've seen in the past few years, or probably like decade, where we have all kinds of drama, all kinds of, you know, changes at the top, to where obviously the headline is the Tigers blowing a 15 and a half game lead to the Guardians. But like, this is a two-sided coin. Not only have the Tigers absolutely blown it down the stretch, the Guardians have been the hottest team in all of baseball. But I will say right now, we have a dead heat between the Guardians and the Tigers at the top of the AL Central, but the Guardians own the tiebreaker as of now. And if you're wondering, how many games are left in the baseball season? Okay, so the last day of the regular season is on Sunday. So we only have a couple games. So these teams got to figure it out quick. And it's already too late for some of these teams. So Jenks, it's going to be a great couple of games down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, how much does this affect your bets? Because I was asking this question earlier.
Yeah.
Just because a team needs to win a game does not always mean that they're going to win those games. I understand now that that's not a question, but you get my point.
Sure.
Is it, I think I hear people say this all the time, and it's just, it's not the case in baseball.
It's not. It's harder. I don't know. It's harder to elevate your game because it's not as much of a physical game, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But I do think that as far as handicapping goes, look, this is essentially playoff baseball. Like, it's not playoff baseball, but when you're jockeying for playoff position, it's the final week of the season. This is postseason baseball, which means you're going to see managers not let starters go as long in an outing. Like, if things get tight, they got to get that guy out of there. Forget about the rotation. Forget about guys who are rested or not. You have to win the game. And so I don't know how much of, you know, you can really quantify motivation, but there are certain things that happened, like yesterday in the Reds and Pirates game. And God, I escaped that game by the skin of my teeth. I was on the Reds money line, and I don't know if you saw that play by Noelvi Marte where he goes up and robs a home run in the ninth inning, where puts his glove over the fence and then pulls it in. That would have been a game tying home run for Pittsburgh. The Reds really needed that dub. Was it a factor there? Did Noelvi Marte jump higher? Was he more motivated? Probably not. But there is something there that isn't really quantifiable when it comes to teams needing to win, especially against teams that don't have that motivation because they're just ready to pack it in.
I think it feels similar to when somebody is throwing a no-hitter. And we always see this where there is defensive web gems all over the place. And you can tell, like, not that they're not trying on those other plays. It's just like the adrenaline is coursing through your veins. Like, we saw several good catches last night. Like, Ian Happ made a crazy, like, diving catch last night for the Cubs, a team that certainly needs to win games. So I think it's just one of those things where I don't know how much it matters to the handicap, but, like, maybe it matters, like, I don't know, 5 or 10%. So it definitely needs to be included. And just know, you know, some of these results to, you know, the wild card race and, you know, where we are in the standings before you bet on these games. It's just always good to be prepared. And it's good to know as much as you can possibly know, because I'll say this, baseball is a numbers game. And, you know, we do get a lot of information on baseball. So why not try to use it to your advantage? Sometimes it's not going to work out in your favor. It is a big sample size sport, but you might as well try your best and use all of this information to your advantage. If you are betting on baseball, we've got a parlay boost token waiting for you at BetMGM. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, Jenks, we have a small slate today, and I understand the blinders are on. It's very easy to look at football, but your baseball bets have been very solid, so I would imagine you're still going to be betting on baseball. Mm-hmm. Who gets your first impression, Rose, today? What was the game that stuck out to you?
Oh, man, I was looking at these yesterday, and it's kind of tough for the reasons that you mentioned, but there's a couple games mm-hmm. that I like. I'll start off with this, and maybe I'll go minus one here. Maybe, which I am wont to do from time to time. I like the Blue Jays a lot today, taking on the Rays. So, of course, the Blue Jays, they brought in Shane Bieber, and he has been really good, right? Seven starts this season, really good at home. 3-1 with a 3.18 ERA, again, hosting the Rays. The Jays are third in average, fifth in slugging, third in OPS at Rogers Center. Meanwhile, the Rays are a bottom 10 club in slugging and OPS when playing on the road. So Adrian Hauser is going for the Rays, and he's been very good in his own right, but the Jays have the advantage across the board, especially with their bats. So I like Toronto a lot. They're minus 190 on the money line. I'm not laying that sort of juice. Even though I like laying the juice, I would look at Toronto on the run line. That's plus 118, or maybe look at them at minus one.
Yeah, I think the Blue Jays have been a team that's been kind of hard to trust, because you're right, on paper they should be winning these games. Mm-hmm. But in September, it was kind of a middling month for them. Just 12-10 this month, and we know that they have given up the lead in the AL East on certain days of the week. Let's see where they are now. I need to double-check this, because it feels like it changes hands all the time. Right now, the Blue Jays and Yankees tied atop the AL East. So it's going to be down the stretch. So, again, these are meaningful games for both the Blue Jays and the Yankees and plenty of other teams. So if you count that 5% that we were talking about where you need to win these games, it certainly counts for the Blue Jays. And Shane Bieber is somebody I trust. When you see these veteran pitchers in these big-time moments, Shane Bieber has pitched in big moments. When he was playing with the Indians or Cleveland, you know, they were the Indians back then, he's pitched in some big games. So I think that goes into the handicap as well. I was thinking about a total in this Mets and Marlins game, Jinx.
Okay.
We've got a total of 8.5. Sandy Alcantara, who's had some good starts, but he's also had some bad starts. Then it's Brandon Sproat, who goes for the Mets, who's 0-1 with a 3.94 ERA. And I think what goes into this one is the fact that the Mets are really wearing thin on bullpen depth. I do think that things get a little dicey for them down the stretch, but their bats have been red hot. One of the best offenses over the last month in baseball, fourth best WRC plus in the month of September. So I do think we see some runs scored in this game.
Yeah, I think so. Let me take that back. I thought so, but and that was my initial lean. But then I did a deeper dive into Sandy Alcantara. I think the Marlins have a chance to win this game. If you're looking for a plus money play, I actually like Miami here, because here's the thing about Alcantara. We know he's got good stuff, right? He's won the Cy Young Award before, and he's still recovering from Tommy John surgery. That's why he struggled early in the year, and he was a straight-up fade candidate. However, since mid-July, he's dropped his ERA by more than a run and a half. He's allowed 2 runs or less in 6 of his last 8 games, faced the Mets back on August 31st, and held them to 1 earned over 7 innings. So he faced them in another start this season, allowed only 2 earned over 5 innings. So the Mets have had issues hitting him, and that's when he wasn't actually pitching as well as he is now. And Brandon Sproat got roughed up by the Nationals last time out. The Mets keep going with this strategy of trusting these young arms. I kind of like Miami today, and I'm going to stay away from the total. Sure, Alcantara could blow up, but he hasn't done it recently, so I actually like the Marlins here.
I think you can make a case for both. And obviously, Sandy Alcantara maybe is the sabotage factor for the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A total, but here's the thing. You don't need him to be, you know, terrible to give up some runs. You know, the bullpen can do the rest of the heavy lifting, and I do think the Marlins can score some runs off this Mets pitching staff that's given up some runs, and they're just running thin on depth. So I think any way you slice it, or let's see what the price is on the Marlins on the run line. Like, Jenks, we haven't done a ton of these for underdogs. Let's see what the price is. Oh, it's minus 160. I don't know about that. But that is another way to play these things. If you think that the underdog can keep it close and you get a decent price, you get a one-run cushion the other direction. So just keep in mind that is another option to bet on these games. All right, how about the Red Hot Guardians playing the Rangers? Or you can fade the Ice Cold Tigers against the Red Sox. Jenks, are you playing either of these games? Tigers, Red Sox, Rangers, Guardians?
I would maybe... I would look at the Guardians. I'm going to stay away just because I keep adding to my card, and at some point I've got to slow down here. But I feel like the Guardians, certainly, that they need this win. Do I want to trust Slade Ciccone? He's been better this season. You know, I faded him all last year. But Jack Leiter hasn't been that good on the road. The Rangers are holding out a lot of players right now. They're not nearly at full strength because they're not playing for anything, and the Guardians need to keep winning. So I think that makes me lean in the direction of Cleveland.
Yeah, I think that the selling point for me on the Guardians is, I don't know if you have been following how good their starting rotation has been, but they have been downright historic over this last month. For 19 games, they've been the best rotation in all of baseball. A 1.35 ERA and 120 innings of work. And they had 19 consecutive starts in which a starting pitcher allowed two runs or fewer. That is incredible. You know, what their pitching staff has done. But today, the pitcher... is Slade Ciccone. So
that's the thing.
I don't know if he's the guy that I want to trust. And I think we see this a lot in betting where sometimes you like the team and everything going in their favor, but it's just not the best situation when it comes to the starting pitcher. So when it comes to those teams, you don't play today, maybe wait until tomorrow. So I think that's kind of how I feel about the Guardians.
Yeah, I would lean along those lines as well. Any other pitcher, I'd be on Cleveland, but Slade is a guy. Maybe I'm biased based on what happened last year. You know, sometimes how it is, it's hard to get a gut feeling, or it's hard to get a taste out of your mouth when you see a guy turn the corner, but he hasn't done enough for you to sort of buy into him, and that's kind of how I feel about Slade Ciccone.
Yeah, so I think there are better chances to play the Guardians other than tonight. So if we're talking about interesting underdogs, like similar to the play in the Marlins-Mets game, how about the Orioles tonight with Trevor Rogers? He's been really good, 9-2 with a 1.35. Granted, he has not pitched a ton of innings this year, but this is a meaningful game for the Yankees. But it goes back to what I was saying, and just you need to win a game does not mean that you will. We have seen the Yankees kind of have some games where they implode with the bullpen, but this recent stretch has been better. Will Warren gets the start today, 8-8 with a 4.35 ERA. The Yankees minus 145, Baltimore plus 120. I think if you are going to play Baltimore, you only play them in the first five. Mm-hmm. But, Jenks, do you think the Yankees win this big-time game, or do you think Trevor Rogers keeps the O's in it?
Well, it goes back to what you always say, which is, do you want to trust bad teams? I don't know. The Orioles are a bad team, but I will say a sprinkle on the Orioles in the first five. Stay away from their bullpen. Their bullpen is absolute garbage. Right. It's the second worst in the American League, just ahead of the Halos, I believe, ahead of the Angels. So, anyway, oh, by the way, nice comeback by the Orioles yesterday against the Rays. I almost put money on the Rays, so that was a good win for Baltimore. But, yeah, first five sprinkle on the O's, considering how good Rogers has looked, I think is a pretty good bet.
Yeah, we'll see what the Yankees do. It's wild to me how tight that division is in the AL East. And even with, you know, the Red Sox, it looks like they're going to be poised to make the playoffs. Have a one-game lead for that top spot in the wild card race in the American League over the Tigers. And the Astros a game back of the Tigers. The Astros did win last night, finally. The A's had been spanking them. And again, just because you have to win games doesn't mean you will. And we saw that with the series with the Astros and the A's. Like, imagine, like, your season is on the line. You can't beat the A's. I understand the A's are scrappy, and it's a divisional opponent. But, Jenks, it's going to be very strange if the Astros don't make the postseason. Like, I can't get off of this fact. It feels like they have been, like, the Kansas City Chiefs of the American League. We've seen them in the postseason, it feels like, every single year.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not going to miss them. we're accustomed to them being there, right? Like, they just, it's every year. It's, here are the Astros, here are the Astros, here are the Astros. And they have all that postseason experience. And that's what we thought was sort of leading them into making the playoffs this year. But they haven't quite been able to put it together like they did maybe a month ago when they looked like they were making that run.
It would be crazy to me if, like, this was the falling off year for both of these teams. Like, if both the Astros and the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, like, imagine if you had a parlay on that. Like, I feel like that would pay pretty well. Like, at the start of the season, if you said, hey, the Astros are going to make the playoffs, and the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs as well. But it might just happen.
Absolutely. And I will say, look, I don't really have a dog in the fight here, but you kind of get tired. I mean, I definitely have Chiefs fatigue. I don't have Astros fatigue like a lot of people do, but man, just because of what happened with the whole cheating thing a few years ago, it's amazing to me, or maybe I shouldn't be amazed at all, the amount of people who hate the Astros, who cannot wait for them to falter, and you see that come this time of year.
Yeah, and especially because they're both kind of the villains of their respective sport, because, like, the Astros have a good reason, even though I will say this. Most of the guys who were on that cheating team, or alleged cheating, or whatever, however you want to phrase it, most of those guys are gone, but we still hold the Astros responsible. Like, oh, that's the cheaters. And it's like, well, did you forget? You know, Alex Bregman's not on that team anymore. Carlos Correa is back, but you can't blame the team for past mistakes for some of these guys who are not on that team. But the Chiefs, similarly, the villains of the NFL, even though they haven't done anything wrong, it's more that we look at the referees and we're like, some of those plays feel like you wouldn't have gotten if it weren't for Patrick Mahomes. But maybe this is the year where we get some fresh blood. All right, coming up next, it's back to football. Of course, it's a Football Friday. It will go to our parlays, our college football parlay courtesy of Double D, and our squad parlay comes up next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.